Speaking of receivers, though, let's get to McLaurin. He showed up yesterday. I think the way this got reported on initially was flawed, and the way this has been talked about largely has been off. So the idea that the holdout is over is true and accurate in that a hold-in has begun. But the way it is being reported, the way I see it written about by some people is essentially Terry McLaurin's not holding out anymore. He's at the facility rehabbing, and he's got this foot and ankle problem. Okay, I guess, if you really just want to take everyone at their word. Here is what is happening. Terry McLaurin got tired of being fined $50,000 a day.
Mm-hmm.
He is not going to keep getting fined $50,000 a day. We talked about this last week, and as I said, he's not going to get fined $811,000 when he misses preseason games. That is not a smart business decision. So he decided to do what I thought he was going to do to begin with, which made a lot more sense to me anyway and to a lot of people, and to just do the more traditional, in this CBA era, hold in. And so that is exactly what he's doing. So he has not come out as a distraction during practice, which I give him credit for. I'm assuming that's part of the deal that was struck. Everybody kind of trying to work together a little bit on this thing to say, hey, let's have some goodwill. My guess is they don't want him down on the sideline watching practice because fans are going to be yelling. And maybe if it's not an open day, both of the days he's been there, there have been fans. Maybe tomorrow when it's just the media, or in a couple days when it's just the media, maybe he's allowed to come out. But He has come out and talked to his agent. They've walked side by side in front of all the cameras. They have signed a bunch of autographs after practice. And they chant his name. And he has signed for a total of an hour over the last 2 days for every kid in a certain section of training camp. So he's reported, and he is there. He's a bigger distraction now to the team, for sure, than he was before he came back. So we could have the conversation is, you know, what's better for the club? Probably him holding out. What's better for McLaurin, just because it's $50,000 a day? Probably him holding in. But this does not mean progress is being made on the contract. In fact, I've heard otherwise. It's very much a stalemate still. This is extremely simple to me, Danny. This was just the move for him to stop getting fined.
Yeah.
And so he's there now. He's boys with the team. You know, he's buddies with all the players. He enjoys the fans. So he's doing everything other than practicing. And he's still at odds with the front office over the contract. Nothing's changed other than him showing up. And so they can't keep taking money out of his checking account.
Yeah, the thing I've talked about all throughout this process is from the team's perspective, the way the CBA is written, the way the agreement is, they've got a lot of leverage here. They are sort of exercising those rights. Right, they are playing hardball because they can, and there's only so many recourses a player has. Well, this is McLaurin's version of that. This is his recourse, right? Where you can hold out and get fined a bunch, or you can still kind of make your point while being there. And it's, you know, the longer this goes, the more distracting or destructive or detrimental it is for everybody involved. But this is him playing the same game that the team is playing. So again, no faulting anybody just yet, but I think you've said it very well. It's as much a PR move as anything. Like, you can't tell me it's not purposeful, rather, is the word I'm looking for, that he and his agent are having these heart-to-hearts on the field. Can everyone see everyone's face? Can we get everybody's camera to clack away to let everyone know when it's time for me and my agent to talk? It's all very purposeful, and it's a continuation of that PR strategy of public pressure, getting everybody yelling Terry, going to Eastern Motors where your job is your credit to give a press conference where you're cutting promos for 45 minutes about how great you are. It's kind of an extension of that. There's only so many levers they can pull, and this is one.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a media circus and a dog and pony show, and that's good for business for him.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the team is trying to avoid, essentially. And by the way, for the couple of days when he was actually holding out and he was not at the team facility, the story was going away. Not to say that it would stay away, because every few days you're still going to ask about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they were much better able to control it because it's only Dan Quinn speaking. And Dan Quinn has this way where when he's asked about it, he says, yeah, I'll tell you when I have an update. There's no update. What else are you going to do? Just hold him over the coals?
Mm-hmm.
So by Terry McLaurin being there, now he goes down to sign autographs. He comes back up. There is the ability to kind of walk alongside him and ask him some questions. And each of the last couple of days, we have done that. I had to work on my back pedal today. The quads were barking a little bit, coming uphill, backwards, trying to keep up with Terry McLaurin.
We don't need to talk.
Just taking it day by day.
Being here in the building, though, how does that improve the dialogue?
Just taking it day by day. Are you going to be able to practice at some point, or how far away from being healthy are you? Just taking it day by day.
Thanks.
It sounds to me like he might be taking it day by day.
Is it a day by day situation?
But this is where we are. It's Brian Fontana Panda Watch. I will acknowledge that right now, he and his agent are winning in the court of public opinion. And I think they're whooping butt. The player's generally going to. So they started with a 25-point lead probably. But by him showing up, by him signing autographs, I'm standing next to him the last couple days as kids are all saying, they need to pay you. Have they paid you yet? And he's like, not yet. And everyone's telling him he's the man and how great he is. In the court of public opinion, he is absolutely winning. Now, the Commanders don't care a ton about that. And when you go toe-to-toe with the choice they've made here, when you decide to make a bet that is getting into a very public dispute over a few million dollars with the face of your franchise and the most popular player on the team, this is what you invite, and you've got to deal with it.
Yeah, there's inevitability to that part of it. You're right. In the sense that where if you're going to play hardball, which is well within your rights to do, and I'd frankly rather you do that than just overpay everybody. I know the disagreement here that anybody could have is, well, this isn't just anybody. This is this guy. Please treat him special.
This is the guy.
Yeah. But if you're going to do that, then you understand that that doesn't just happen quietly. That's not happening in a vacuum. Like their teams are going through this. There are guys, I'm trying to remember the player for Detroit, the linebacker, who's asking for a new contract, is practicing, but it's a circus around there, and it's going on, knowing that if you're going to play hardball and it lingers, everyone's getting asked about it every day, public pressure is going to be there every day, you eyes wide open on that. You're not a babe in the woods if you're Adam Peters or Brandon Sosna or Newmark and company. You knew this kind of going in. It's almost, you know, from their perspective, talking about McLaurin and his agent, how much of this can you take? How bothered are you going to get before anything changes on your end?
Well, he's got two levers to pull, basically. One is the holdout. The other is demand a trade. And they have had no interest yet in demanding a trade, which I've been talking about is surprising to me. Everybody takes great offense to that. They get in their fan feathers or whatever, and they get really annoyed and get angry at me. I'm not suggesting that Washington should trade him or that Terry should want to be traded. My point is, as a player, you don't really have any leverage, and one of the things you can do is ask for a trade. It doesn't mean, by the way, that you're going to be traded. It just can help facilitate things and expedite things and show how angry you really are and how serious you are about getting a new contract. Oftentimes, I would be willing to bet almost every time that anybody has ever gone this far, which is to continue to hold out without practicing a week into training camp, they also demand a trade. To me, it would probably be not very common to do all of this and to never demand a trade. Like if you're unhappy enough to not show up in an era where it costs you huge money or to not practice in an era where most of the time guys just practice, you're willing to do that. You're also willing to demand a trade. It's like driving to the beach but not taking out your folding chair and sitting there and watching the waves for a little while. But, you know, everyone says, oh, the holdout is over. Well, as a technicality, sure, because he's holding in. What is a holdout? A holdout means he's unwilling to play. He is unwilling to practice. He is still doing that. And we all have to play this game as if he's injured. You know, and I've, number one priority of my entire career is like never question toughness. Never say that a guy that's hurt isn't really hurt. But like we all really know.
Yeah, his ankle's fine is what I'll say that.
He's not hurt. I mean, this is not an injury. But it's this. It is infuriating to hear Dan Quinn sit there and act like he's Sam Cosmi. I mean, at his press conference the last few days, he's like, we're getting Terry treatment. He's coming along
well. It's a process. It's day to day and every day.
He's in the training room. We're working with him. And it's like, oh, my God, don't lie to my face, bro. Like, just, you know, just smirk. Say, yeah, he'll be in the training room. And we're not stupid. Don't act like we're stupid. Terry isn't even gone. It's not like he's walking out there with a fake limp or whenever the ankles come up in a couple of these little walk and talks. He's completely hasn't answered it or suggested he's actually hurt, but this is his leverage. And what's scary, I think, if you're a fan is, before he showed up, my point was $50K a day is eventually going to mean something. $811,000 to miss a preseason game. He's got to show up. Mm-hmm. Well, now he has shown up, and you're doing this I'm injured thing. Well, if you're injured until you get paid, why ever stop being injured? He's there. He can't be fined. He's going to accrue a season. Like, there is no drawback, if he's serious about it, that would say eventually he's got to play, other than pride or his teammates kind of coming up to him and being like,
come on,
bro, you're killing us. But this, to me, him being there, doing the I'm hurt thing, like, if he was there and there was no ankle, there was no injury, I would say, okay, well, there's only a matter of time before you got to practice because you could still be fined or whatever. That's how you get out of the money. So why couldn't he do this in 2 weeks? Why couldn't he do this in a month?
Yeah, if we're still playing pretend in a few weeks and he's skipping preseason games because of it, my hand's going up here. That tide turns. Now we're pretending. You're under contract.
By the way,
let's go.
That's not like a month away. They play a preseason game in a week and a half.
Yeah.
Like, so I think it's like 9 or 10 days.
And I don't remember a case where this has happened, what you're talking about, but it is. It's a legal recourse given the CBA. Like, it's one of these loopholes. They didn't think of this permutation. Maybe the next one they will, where someone could just pretend to be hurt for the extent of their contract and then, you know, call everyone's bluff, right? I guess to me, my opinion will lower significantly if that's something that he does. I'm not accusing him of doing it before he does it. So that's the end of that. But again, I think fan tide would turn at some point if we're still pretending to be hurt at, you know, a month from now or missing the regular season or as it might go. But I wonder what the team's recourse would be eventually. Like, let's say he's still out with an ankle into September and in game one of the regular season, game two of the regular season. Are we now calling in like independent arbiter, third party physicians to be like, yep, clean bill of health on the ankle. It's totally fine. You could absolutely be playing football. And then we go to court on something. I mean, like, what sort of, where would that end,
so,
this game of pretend?